Welcome to the Pinnacle 5 podcast series. I'm Summer Yeiser, the host of this series of information and advice on financial topics. Our topic for today's podcast is how to keep your energy cost as low as possible. Our guest today is Nancy Boring. Nancy is a financial advisor at Pinnacle who will be sharing what she has learned about managing her family's energy costs. Nancy, thank you for joining us. I don't enjoy opening my utility bills, so I'm looking forward to any advice that you have to offer.
Well, thanks, Summer. I'm excited about sharing what my family learned as we walked through this particular process. I know this is a tough economy right now, and with winter upon us, we're all looking for ways to save money. Energy costs should be one of the first places you look. You'll probably be as surprised as I was about what you find.
Before you get into the details, will you give us an overview of what you'll be talking about?
Sure. I'd like to share five ways to lower energy use and cost in your home. First, take an online home energy evaluation. Second, sign up with your local power provider for a home energy inspection. Third, identify the recommendations that you and your family are willing and able to adopt. Fourthly, take advantage of incentives being offered to save energy. And fifth, make sure that whatever measures you put in place are practices that you can sustain consistently and long term. The first step is to take an online home energy evaluation. And all the Tennessee local electric power providers are partners with the TVA Energy Right Solutions Program. Once I went through the evaluation, my survey indicated that over 50% of our total costs were going towards heating and cooling, which frankly wasn't too much of a surprise for me. The survey also provided some low-cost and some no-cost recommendations that we could put into place, as simple as turning down the thermostat just 1 degree and the difference that that could make in our power bill, to turning off unused lights. And also, we received some recommendations that would require some financial investment on our part, such as adding attic insulation and replacing certain windows in our home.
How do our listeners find this survey online?
Well, you'll want to go to the website for your particular power provider. Again, in my situation, it was Middle Tennessee Electric. And look for residential programs or programs having to do with my home versus my business. And then look there for the online home energy evaluation. Once we actually went through the online process, we decided to sign up with our local power provider and have a home energy inspection completed. And that process was very interesting. We actually had a certified inspector come to our house and did a complete evaluation. He walked through our house top to bottom with me right by his side. The cost of that is $150. But that particular cost, which is charged to your power bill after 90 days, can be refunded or actually never charged if you adopt some of the recommendations that are made by the inspector. And I'll get to more about that shortly. The inspector identified some ways that we could save money and actually rank ordered those recommendations based on the return on investment. In other words, how much would we save versus how much we'd have to spend and how long it would take us to recoup that investment based on our energy savings. Third, we looked at those recommendations and decided which of those we were willing and able to adopt in our lifestyle in our house. We actually focused on four primary areas: weatherization, water heating, lighting in the house, and heating and cooling.
So, Nancy, what changes did you choose to make in water heating, for instance?
Well, two recommendations were made that actually each cost us less than $40. The first was to install low-flow efficient shower heads in our showers, and secondly, to wrap our water heater with an insulating blanket, which are very simple to put into place. I might also add that if you have to have other work done or other projects around the house that you're going to be making an investment in, you might want to take energy efficiency into consideration. For instance, our garage door was open and broken and no longer working, and we decided to install an insulated garage door, which now really maintains a consistent temperature in our garage, which is where our water heater is kept. Fourthly, we certainly wanted to take advantage of the incentives that are being offered to save energy. As I mentioned, the $150 for the inspection will never be charged to our bill since we put into place within that 90-day window some of the recommendations. Any of the work that is done, again, needs to be done within 90 days, and it does need to be completed by a member of the Quality Control Network. And you can go to the website to look up to see if an individual or a company is part of that network. If you don't see a name there, you can simply call your power provider to see if they are qualified. In addition to that $150 benefit, you may also be able to get an additional reimbursement of 50% of the cost, up to $500, on your electric bill, again, if you have any work completed within that 90 days. And the inspector will actually come back out to your home after the work is completed to do a performance review. And also keep in mind that residents of Davidson County could be eligible for additional incentives through the Nashville Energy Works program.
And where can we go to find more information on the Nashville Energy Works program?
Well, again, they do have a website, which is nashvilleenergyworks.org. And lastly, certainly to make this beneficial, you have to make sure that whatever measures you put in place or practices that you can sustain consistently and long term. We hear an awful lot about sustainability right now, and I love the definition is sustainability is the capacity to endure. We're all looking for ways to sustain our health, our financial resources, and our natural resources, and saving energy is certainly near the top of the list. The biggest challenge is to be willing to commit consistently, something that you can incorporate into your lifestyle on a daily basis, not to turn off lights for just a week, but to do that forever.
I think that many commercial buildings are working to lower energy costs. Do you think there's as much awareness at the individual level?
I do, Summer. There's not a week that goes by that I don't notice an article in the newspaper or a story on the radio or the television that has to do with sustainable practice and green initiatives. So I think there's a lot of awareness of this today.
What about commitment at the individual level? Are we willing to be a little hotter or a little colder in our homes to save energy?
I really think we are, just like we're willing to make small changes in our lifestyle to benefit our health. I think people are willing to make small adjustments in their lifestyle to benefit energy.
Nancy, I'm going to recap the 5 points that you've shared with us. Number one, do an online home energy evaluation. Number two, arrange for a home energy inspection from your power provider. Number three, decide which of the recommendations to implement. Number four, apply for available incentives. And number five, be committed to sustainability. Nancy, are there other thoughts you'd like to share with us?
Well, Summer, I just really encourage everyone to go through the process. It was very simple, and we learned really so much and invested little financial resources and effort on our part. So it's a real win for our family, and I think it would be a win for your family, too.
Nancy, thank you for sharing with our listeners this helpful information about saving on energy costs. And thanks to everyone for listening to this Pinnacle 5 podcast. For more information and advice on other financial topics, visit our Learning Center at pnfp.com.